Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, everyone. It's Office Hours, the Celebrity Entrepreneur Show with James Maslow, the main man on the road. But to illustrate and to brand James Maslow correctly, I decided not only to wear my Tipitina shirt, but to actually do it from a car to indicate how much this man is traveling via bus on tour around the world. How many different stops, James Maslow, are you taking on this tour?
Wow. Good to see you first off. And as you know, we both live very frequently on different planes, trains, buses, automobiles. So I appreciate that. This we got about 60 dates announced so far, and we will be announcing more dates and more countries before the end of this tour. That's all I can say. But we're going to keep this tour going beyond the 60.
Does the tour help or hurt your ability to be an entrepreneur?
That's a great question. Like so many things in life, it's a double-edged sword in that, of course, it helps financially. It helps with exposure because of the band to so many more people, which thus opens up doors. And the only side of it that hurts is simply the ability to have the time to do other things and do more things. But I have one of the best mentors at doing many things, prioritizing and scheduling. And so that's what I do. You know, we work together and I go, hey, I got 2 1-hour breaks. Let me know when your schedule lines up with ours, and boom, we hit it. And it is just a very effective way to leverage all the awesome things I'm getting to do here with all the awesome things that I want to do over here.
And speaking of mentorships, our guest is a mentor of mine. I have watched her for years. She's responsible for generating billions of dollars in revenue, understanding how to articulate a quantitative value to exceed what you're asking for. She understands not only the analysis and quantitative articulation of that, but the emotional aspect of it, how to get people excited. Nobody can get you more excited than Forbes Riley. Let's welcome her to our show.
Yeah, nobody can. That's my new subtitle. No one can get you more excited than Forbes Riley.
I knew yeah, I could
be applicable to all sorts of businesses, Forbes. You know, your choice, dealer's choice there.
Now, hopefully my wife will not see this because she's always jealous of Forbes. She's so beautiful, smart, and fun. And she knows, though, that our relationship is purely brother and sister like, as I am a big friend of her husband and she's a friend of my wife. More importantly, Forbes, the world has changed since you and I started pitching. And I find that although there's different platforms, different formats, and different ways to pitch, that it's actually the skill set of pitching is more and more valuable than ever. And that skill set really hasn't changed as far as the basics of how best to articulate value. What are some of the tips that are time proven and haven't changed from when you were on QVC and other places selling billions of dollars as you do now virtually on all of these new platforms?
Well, and guys, thank you so much for having me. I know it's the last minute on a Sunday. You know what's interesting, David, is that when everything changes or dies, new things happen. So I'm watching Amazon Live and TikTok Live and all of these people now who are pitching what I used to have to work with big entities. James, the same thing for you. You know, when you want to work in TV and movies, you used to have to be, you'd have the approval of executives and studios. And now you turn the camera on, you're Mr. Beast. You're doing these short forms. One of my friends is making 5 million views per video. So David, when it comes to pitching, and I think this is so important, really, when someone asks you, what do you do, which hopefully they will ask you all day, every day, don't answer the question. They don't care what you do. They truly care what you can do for them. And I think one of the ways to get out of this, oh, it's all about me baloney, and when you start focusing on other people. So James, it's nice that you're a recording artist and you're a superstar, but the point is you can fill a stadium for a promoter and provide a happy event. And that's why you're getting 60 plus days. It's got nothing to do with you technically. And so when someone, when someone asks you, James, what do you say?
Well, now I feel like I'm going to give the wrong answer, but you know, I usually try and be succinct and go, oh, I get to act and sing for a living and an entrepreneur outside of that.
And so my question would be, if I'm asking that question, why did you answer it to me that way?
You know, I think we're trained to speak about ourselves. And I so frequently, as somebody who meets hundreds of fans per day, per stop, I always try and put it back onto the other person and ask them how they're doing and their experience and get to know them, because a lot of people know generally a lot about me and about you. You can look us up pretty easily. But it's a great question, a great point. I think inherently it's easy to talk about ourselves. We like telling stories. A lot of us like the sound of our own voices. And I'm not even saying that in a negative way. I think it truly comes down to habit.
Well, you know, it's funny, James, a lot of what I do now came about because so many people would ask me and I would say things like I'm an actress or a TV host. And then they would say, oh, really? What movies? Do you know the celebrity? And it would be this banter that didn't serve me and ultimately didn't serve them either. And so whenever you've got as an entrepreneur, and I know you and David are massive in this, whenever you've got a new idea, the thing that you want to do is you don't want to tell other people what they need. So for all the entrepreneurs listening, as soon as you get a new product or a new this, you go, oh my God, you need this. You totally need this. No, nobody needs anything. We never buy what we need. We buy what we want. And there's a very big difference to elicit a want in someone else rather than just tell them what to do. And then the second part of this, and David, I know you're a huge fan of this too, is that you as an evolving human being, you get to be a role model. I think that is the thing that I'm appreciating most in life right now. I've been through so much in my life. David, when you asked me to come on and talk about pitching, if I can drop one nugget in your ears and you go, wow, you know, I should really think about that, it changes everything. And so for me, I'm a big fan, and you and I have talked about this a lot, that life happens for us, not to us. And if we're still here, and we are all still here after what we've been through, then be a role model for other people. And I'm excited. I'm loving that part of my life. By the way, guys, I don't know if you know, but I just booked not my first TEDx, but my first and second TEDx talks.
Yeah, that's amazing. You're going to do so great at that. Well, let me ask you this then. How would you respond? How do you respond? And then how would you suggest that someone like I respond when asked that question, what do you do?
That is why I have a class tonight at 5 o'clock called Pitch Secrets Masterclass. And you guys can all come for free. Go to www.askforbesriley. Every Sunday at 5 o'clock Eastern since COVID happened, now 5 years, I go live for 90 minutes and I solve this for people because there's not one size fits all. They also lie when they say this dress one size fits all. That's not true. You're tiny or you're large. Doesn't fit all. So when people ask me, it's very funny. And my family's getting a kick out of this because now when people ask me what I do, I'm like, oh God, really? So one of the things that I discovered, I'm a bit of an introvert and I don't like being uncomfortable. So I created a fitness product years ago. I put it in my pocket and I've only been to like one event without one in my pocket. So James, ask me what I do.
What do you do, Forbes?
You know, I created the greatest fitness product on the planet. You want to see it?
Sure.
See, getting a yes, getting the other person to say yes is so damn exciting. Give me your thumbs. Now, you know what's crazy? Two thumbs. You know what's crazy about that? I can't touch you, but you gave me your thumbs. That's an understanding of what an embedded command. I literally told you what to do and you did it. And if we were in the same party, the next thing you know, we'd be spinning and laughing and having, because here's the thing, David, the three of us, we're not hireable. When I meet somebody new, I'm going to tell you all that I do because what? I want to sell you a training. I want you to hire me to speak. You know what? I think just being adorable. And you're now spinning. And then people literally say to me, Forbes, how do I get one of those? And I usually have one in my bag and I'll either give it to them or sell it to them. But the point is now we're having a relationship and a conversation. So I'm not a good example. When you meet me in a business environment, I'll say, guys, you know what? I'm known as the queen of pitch because after selling $2.5 billion worth of product, I take entrepreneurs just like you and I get your message out to the world.
I think to that measure, what I've learned from Forbes is when people ask you what you do, to derive these agreements and approvals, but also to talk about your mission. And I think a lot of people talk about co-mission instead of the mission itself. And so, you know, being able to tell people, hey, I'm on a mission to empower over 1 billion people to be happy, to make a lot of money, help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Would it help you if I introduce you to Forbes Riley or James Maslow? Because they are empowered to help other people in these different areas and skill sets and knowledge with their extreme desires and energy. And so I think that idea gets lost a lot of times. People say, like, I have honorary degrees. I have paid for degrees. I am over degreed. And it drives me nuts when people are like, oh, I'm a lawyer, right? I'm a doctor. You know, I'm a failure. I'm all three, by the way, and proud of it. But I'm on a mission to empower over 1 billion people to be happy. And although I think a lot of things that Forbes teach, she explains really well, there's some subtleties because I'm around Forbes a lot. I watch her a lot. She comes, she shows up to shit. which is a big deal for big deals to show up for shit. It's awesome. She's like, oh, sorry, I was in LA, so I drove 2 hours because I had to be at SiriusXM with you, Dave. Because she shows up, James Maslow, sorry, changed my whole weekend with my fiance coming to see your family. Showing up makes a difference. I have one quick issue too. It's 11-11, by the way, in California. That's my lucky number, so this is a good sign. Okay, going below the line, I used to look at people, you know, blame, shame, and justification all day long for when they don't act appropriate. But I think a lot of people are, they go below the line internally. And one of the things about Forbes, James, that I've learned, especially recently when she won, she's a bodybuilder. I mean, unbelievable bodybuilder shape. And she, believe it or not, I'm going to call her out on this. I know no one's going to believe me, but Forbes is actually older than me. I know no one believes me, but she is. And trust me.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, if you saw her on stage, if you saw her on stage bodybuilding, you would definitely not believe me. But when I looked at it, I'm like, holy shit. Like everyone else talks about this bullshit. I'm 50 something and I'm going to get into shape. And then you see them the next time and they're on a Zempic and they're not healthy and they look like a Skeletor and they've lied to themselves. They literally are going below the line, James, because they're not willing to do the work. And Forbes says to me, Dave, I'm going to do this. I'm like, okay. Next thing I know, I'm seeing these pictures going, oh my gosh, you know, incredible. So what is it about people that they go blind? I know why they go below the line outside of themselves, but the worst is the people that go blind below themselves inside.
That was a lot. James, yeah, sorry. Back to you, James.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a great question. See, I speak to David. You speak to David all the time too. So, you know, David, we go in circuitous routes to get to so many different points, but somehow find a way to bring it back home. Yeah. And it makes me think of the people that go below the line, which is frankly a lot of people. I can only relate to my industries and the people that I'm around. And in the side of acting, which is a big part of my life, there are a lot of buddies that I have that don't really like exercising, but they feel like, well, when I get the role, I'm going to go and do it. But then there's the other buddies that are getting the roles and they stay ready for the roles. And if you want to play a superhero, part of that is staying in shape. So if you want to talk about physicality, like Forbes and being the person that you want to be, you can't just show up and then say, then I'm going to do it. You have to do it. And then the opportunity is going to come. But unfortunately and sadly, a lot of times people think that the easier route is to not be disciplined, right? Well, it's easier to have the Coca-Cola because I want it. It's easier to have the fried food and fast food because it's convenient and it's right here. But this is where I will disagree and encourage people not to take that below the line mentality, is look at it from a bigger picture. Long term, and you guys have had more experience than I have in life and business and so many things. So I actually want your opinion on this, whether you agree or disagree. Long term, it's actually not easier. It ends up being a lot harder. If you take all the easy choices, all the fast food, all the seemingly easier choices for decades on end, I believe, and I've seen this in my eyes, that life at, you know, into your 50s and 60s and beyond is so much harder versus the discipline route, making the healthy choices, building the healthy habits, treating yourself above the line, doing what you know you're supposed to do, and then you're out of pain and you don't have those injuries and the things that so many other people have to deal with later in life. So ultimately, I do think that that's actually the easier choice.
I'm going to share this real quick so you guys can see this. This is a before and after last year, okay? I wasn't really in shape when I started. And if you're producing...
Round is a shape, Forbes.
I'm sorry?
round is a shape.
Round is a shape.
You're in a shape.
Yes. Can your guy share this? Let's see. I don't know if you guys can see that before and after.
Yeah.
So that was me before.
Oh, wow.
But it gets even better because I literally went from that. And this was this is kind of an interesting story, but this is me on stage and I really did it. And that's 64 years old. So when we talk
about it, that's incredible.
How did you create it? And I'm there competing against women who are a lot younger than me. And I'll share with you two things. This is my husband. That's a real reason to stay in shape.
He's older than Fit Forbes too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, can I just share something completely off topic with you guys? Let me stop sharing that. You guys can come back to me. But I just got called out. I shared a picture of Joshua. I'm in love with a man who, like you said, James, lives at that edge. He's been a professional bodybuilder for 15 years. I've known him for 8. I've watched him win lots of competitions. And I posted a picture, and I'm a little bit older than him, of him with a really sexy picture with me. And it was a happy birthday wish. And I put it in a group called Women 50 and Fabulous. And I got 400 comments, and half of them were, "You go, girl." Half of them were like, "Oh my God, can he even read? Look at the veins in his body. Who is he trying to show off to? He looks like her son." And I was like mortified that women took the time to diss another woman who's literally at this moment in my life, after lots of pain and lots of things. We survived a near-death car accident last year, and that's what spurned the bodybuilding competition, to all of this hatred. And I thought, whoa, I've never experienced that. So my question one is it okay for people to write whatever they want behind their computer and be rude? James, do you experience this? Because I'm a little in shock.
I experience it. James experiences it. Oh, and I am going to have to drop off, but I got to make this comment. What other people think of you is none of your business. And they're only finding outside of them what they can't find inside of them. And there's no doubt to me that I take those as compliments. I offer those people my help. You know, when they do that to me or to James or to you, I offer my help. I said, you know, unhappy people hurt people. And how can I help you be happy? Because I'm on a mission to be happy. And I am so happy for you, Forbes. And I love Josh. I love you. And, you know, I see people that are miserable, regardless of age, sex, religion, politics. They're just miserable with each other. And I just am all for people who make each other happy. And I've never seen you more happy and more successful. So that's the proof in the pudding. Same goes with that James Maslow, who just got engaged, by the way. He's on the journey. I love you guys. You guys can continue on without me.
Thank you, David. Much love, buddy.
So much. Mwah.
Well, you know what? I'm not even going to say that I'm sorry to receive those comments, because I think that there is power and seeing behind the veil. That's the reality. A lot of people are unhappy. And to David's point, they're projecting, they're going to take it out. But you know what? I love it, because in this country, you are free to be an asshole. And that's a brilliant thing. It's amazing. You're allowed to be an asshole. And here's what I've continued to learn. And I continue to learn every day. And I remind myself, because my temperament is not naturally to get slapped or, you know, negative comments and not want to slap back harder or comment back, you know, more witty and potentially vicious. That's a little bit more my personality, but I don't do it for the most part, because I've realized that if your nature is to be an asshole, I'm not going to let that change my nature, which is to be encouraging.
And I will tell you, James, at certain points in your life, you take restock of things. Like how precious it is. I'm in business with both of my grown children. They're 22 years old. My daughter runs my company. And the crazy thing, guys, is that I'm out there. I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to show that women of any and every age can have it all. You can't have it all at the same time, but you can. You can have love. You can have a successful career. When you give back, you get more. When you maintain relationships. I was just teaching in Pepperdine to kids at a charity that I work at all week long. And David told me that he was in town, and sure enough, it took 2 hours to get to him, but I did. And I love the fact that he, you know, appreciates that. That's what we do for each other. We show up.
Showing up means a lot more to people than sometimes you think. And just to circle back to one of the earlier things you said, but in the same vein of this, like, we get the opportunity to show up when so many people, like you just mentioned, will never get that opportunity again. And you referenced role models, and this is something that I've completely changed. When I first started doing this and started in the limelight, so to speak, I was a little frustrated at the idea that, like, I didn't sign up to be a role model. I want to do what I want to do. Like, who cares what people think? And I have grown up enough at this point to go, no, it is such a blessing to be a role model. And I truly, especially as I am now thinking about having a family and thinking about, you know, God willing, going to have my own kids. I'm like, wait, who do I want to be for them? And to that point, just gives me chills that you reference that, because we are lucky to be able to be role models.
Yes. I remember a time when nobody cared about me at all. And I would cry myself to sleep wondering if anyone ever noticed and wanting to be famous. Well, it turns out that even though, and I, by the way, a feature film of mine that I think I talked to you about just came out a couple of weeks ago called Black Creek. It is an
action. I got to see it.
Yeah. It's an action Western. It's on Amazon Prime and Apple TV. And I play the bad girl.
I'm checking it out.
And really excited about that. We had a big premiere, but I'll tell you what's crazy about it. Is that I have two beautiful co-stars. One is Cynthia Rothrock, who wrote the film because she decided that she'd been in 80 movies, but she just wanted to have the focus on a woman in these action movies. And then my co-star, who plays the bad guy, Richard Norton, 75 years old, looks stunning. I mean, absolutely powerful, forceful, a martial artist, a teacher from Australia. God, 2 weeks before the movie opened, he died. And I'm dealing with a lot of this going, you guys, if you don't take advantage of all the things that you've got opportunity-wise, because you're so busy in your head saying, I don't know if I'm enough, I'm scared to do it. You know what? Here, screw it. Just do it. That literally is my motto right now, because nobody cares. And have the amount of fun and travel the world and have babies and live your life. And when you want some thoughtful advice, I will tell you, one of the best things I did in my life, one, was to make it come full circle. I'm happier now than I've ever been. And I might not have been had I made some stupider choices. And I'm in business with two 22-year-olds. My twins are smart. They care about me. My daughter's, I think you might have met her, her mission statement is, I want to make my mom's dreams come true. You know, she did that because she saw me struggle for about 5 years with all kinds of crazy things, losing my parents, getting taken advantage of. And she just said, you know what? I'm going to bring my mom online. James, we have 77,000 students now. And last night I did a little movie. I made a little movie, 10-minute movie about my weight loss journey, surviving the bus accident and a dream come true. I had no desire to be a bodybuilder. In fact, when I started the competition, I lost 35 pounds in 99 days and 14% body fat. I shredded because I was on a mission. I had a fair amount of PTSD and I told everybody I was going to do it and I did not want to be embarrassed. And so we watched this last night and I screened it with my whole community of people and we all laughed and cried. So being a role model, I got to tell you, is an honor. It's absolute. I think it should be a goal for more people.
I love that. It really is. Well, it's been so amazing, such an honor. When I first met you, just one last little thing, like your energy from day one is contagious in such a positive way. And I'm so, so happy to reconnect with you and have you on. So I want to say that. And David and I always do our takeaways from the conversation. So Forbes, what's been your takeaway? One thing we spoke about that really resonated with you.
The power of mentorship, the power of having somebody like a David in your corner. When I met him, I was floored. This man gives out his phone number. This man is on a different location, different city almost every day. And he's not on tour, like a planned tour like you are. I never know quite where he's going to be.
I'm not sure he always knows where he's going to be.
Say again?
I'm not sure he always knows where he's quite going to be.
Oh, I know this. In fact, I asked him and Nick, who helped run his whole life, how do you pack for this? Because there's a girl. I've been on the road a lot in my life. It's a little different than when you're a boy. Because you've got clothes and high heels and shoes and makeup and hair. It's very challenging. And I'm in awe of what he did. But the point of that is that you and I both have a similar mentor. And for everyone listening, seek out somebody who's successful in what you do. You don't need to invent the wheel. You need to reinvent it. You need to restyle it, whether it's a wooden wheel or a steel wheel or one covered in peonies. You don't have to reinvent. And I will tell you, I get to stand and be that. I think you might as well. But David is one of the most unusual creatures I've ever met on this planet.
That he is. He's a wonderful, wonderful human being. And I'm grateful that he was a mentor.
Takeaway?
My takeaway is actually something you just recently said, which is just do it. Not to steal from Nike, but there's so much power in that. I think that so many people aren't where they want to be because they're so crippled by indecision. Make a decision and go. I had somebody once say, are you sure about this? And I said, no. And they said, but are you 51% sure about it? And I said, oh yeah, I think. And they're like, good, go make that decision and move on. And that is how I treat just about every business I'm involved in at this point. It doesn't have to be a perfect decision. In fact, you'll probably never have the perfect decision, but if you're 51% or more, then make it, move on, see what happens, pivot, make another one. So I think being expeditious and having speed behind you is often far more valuable than being perfect. Because guess what? We're all imperfect. So make a decision. Do something. Just go do it. And then move on. Yeah.
Thank you for just reminding me. Now, I added the screw it part in front of the just do it. Because, because for me, sometimes it has to have that energy. It's like, just screw it. You know what? I don't care. And then you just do it. I hate telling people what to do, but I'm going to share with you that when you make a decision and you have a consequence, that's how I lost all the weight. That's how come you're on tour. You set out dates, you sold tickets, you got to be there. And you then have to take care of your voice and your health and your physical because you have those dates. So 100%. Many people watching us right now have no consequence. I want to lose weight. And if I don't, who cares? I want to start a business. If it doesn't go, who cares? guys, I have a new book coming out, Pitch Secrets A to Z. I've got a deadline. I've got a date. I've got people depending on me.
Yeah.
I will tell you, all of us probably did that cramming overnight. Did you ever cram for a test?
Oh, yeah. Who hasn't?
Well, but you did it because you had a consequence. So yeah. Create consequences, book tour dates, tell people you're going to create something magical, make it a wedding or a, whatever you want it to be as a consequence, and screw it. Just do it.
I love that. All right. Well, where can anybody watching this right now that doesn't already know how to find you, find you?
Hey, you know what? My name is everywhere. So if you go to ForbesRiley.com, you'll see all the list of things that I'm up to. And I'm on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook every week. Come to www.askforbesriley.com. 100% free, and I would love to be of service. James, I cannot wait to see you on stage. I've never done that. Can't wait to be cheering.
Amazing. I'll shoot you the rest of the dates, and you let me know which one, if any of those, you can make it out to. I would love to see you. I'd love for you to see the show. I'll see a few thousand of you guys tonight in Guilford, and many, many more for the rest of the summer. And, of course, just at James Mazzo for everything, and at David Meltzer for all of David Meltzer, who, again, to Forbes' point and David's point, you can reach them. You can reach me, team@jamesmazzo.com. And please do, because we try and keep in touch with anybody who reaches out. You'd be surprised how few people do. So it means a lot. Thank you guys so much. Thank you all for joining us on Celebrity Entrepreneur.